welcome to 3C Radio. We have a special guest who will be interviewed and performing today named Sean Madden. I'm Robert Griswold, your singing host, and I will open and close the show with one of my songs. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. For California native who recently moved to Austin via Boston, Massachusetts, Sean Madden. You just heard White Glass Glove, my newest song.
I moved from Boston about almost 2 years ago, yeah.
Okay.
October of 2007.
Okay, but you have some things coming up with some of your shows that you'd like to talk about?
I have a show coming up. It's part of a campaign to create a viral video for one of my songs.
Can you explain what a viral video is? Because I'm a high tech person, I don't know.
Okay, a viral video. The term viral has to do with a piece of content that, in this case, a video could be. It could be, usually it's video, but it could be an email, or it could be an audio clip. It could be any one of a number of things. But a viral piece of content is one that travels.
Okay.
Because people share it with other people.
Okay.
So it has a very high shareability factor.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
So what's the theme of the video? And people are going to submit their own videos?
Yeah, the song is called Lighten Up. And it's a song that I wrote back in, it had to have been like 98, 99, something like that. And it was, it is a song that people have for the past the past 6 years, 7 years really, that I've been playing it publicly, people have sung it with me from everywhere from Toronto to San Diego and all points in between. And it's a song that gets people singing, dancing, enjoying life, having a good time, poking fun at themselves. And
don't know what to say, but I'm gonna say it anyway, baby. You're saying that you love me, but you're acting in a strange way. Oh, I've got every right to say that I will never settle down and rest. So if you want this thing to last, there's a couple questions you should ask yourself. Are you really gonna love me, baby? Or do you need to be moving on? I don't wanna make it like I'm speaking in a rude way, no. 'Cause you know that your loving is the sunshine in my day. Yeah. Oh, but baby, don't you tell me, 'cause I'm trying to build my life and grow my mind. You don't know the way to where we're going, so relax and enjoy the ride. Oh, talking ain't gonna help me, so don't try to get me talking about the time. I'm moving on. Yeah, I'm moving on. Oh, baby, don't you fuss at me, 'cause I'm giving all I've got. You're the one I'm working for, bleeding at the corners of my soul. So don't you try to tell me that you're walking out the door and moving on. No, no, I don't believe you. I don't believe you, baby. No, I don't believe you. No, 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 no. But we both know you want to stay. Oh, come on, baby, back into my arms and let me hold you till the night comes down. 'Cause I believe that you and I were meant to hold each other till the lights go down inside our eyes. Yeah, there ain't no mistaking, sweetie, we've made such sweet music with our lives. Come on, baby, please, let's move on. Yeah, let's move on.
My commitment as an artist is really to engage people and not necessarily my music. Like, the music is just an introduction. My commitment is to engage people in their lives, who they are, what okay. you know, and what they're up to, and what inspires them, and what are they called to do in their innermost soul.
Okay.
And so so this song has been a great teacher for me, because when I realized that it had such a fiery appeal, when I realized that when I sing it and when I perform it, people get lit up. They start having fun, and they want to sing and they want to dance, and they just really enjoy it. When I realized that, I started to look at, okay, so how can I make it even more engaging? How can I, you know, if I were playing the song for 10,000 people, how would I tweak it so that every single one of those 10,000 people gets it?
Hello, old friend, it's good to see you again. It's been so long since we had one of our lively conversations. What are you doing right now? Why don't we grab a bite and remember all the good times we created way back when? We've come a long way and turned a few abrupt about faces. It feels so good to be back in good graces. Remember the time we camped out under the stars, farting and fighting and laughing, telling stories till we fell asleep. We were so young and bright, nothing could ever go wrong. We had it all figured out, and the bond we built was invincible strong. We've come a long way and turned a few abrupt about faces. It feels so good to be back in good graces. Strange, I didn't mean to let you down. No, I didn't mean to let you down. No, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm So, old friend, what are you thinking now? Do you see the possibility that we can find our way back to a beginning again? Cause as I keep getting older, I'm finding it harder and harder to build the bonds that were so easy when we were kids. I've come a long way and turned a few abrupt about faces. I'm hoping that you'll welcome me and let me in. I know that you don't have to, but it sure would feel good to know that next time we meet, we'll be back in good graces.
From a woman in Boston who was basically saying, hey, it's my birthday and I've got your song Garden of Dreams on my player, and that's how I'm waking up and starting my birthday. Thank you, you've lit up my life, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't recall off the top of my head ever having gotten anything from anybody yet that said, you know, because I listened to this song, I decided to start this business and now I'm, you know, doing full-time pursuing my dream. I haven't gotten any of that stuff yet, but...
Do you have a day job?
I do right now. I work at a golf club. I serve food and beverage. I've been doing food and beverage stuff, restaurants and catering and all that stuff since I was 18.
All right, great. Great. Now, do you do anything to inspire you to write, like reading books or like seeing paintings or other musicians?
Other songwriters. Yeah, other songwriters really, really turn me on.
I thought I was ready for the big trip, heading into orbit in my rocket ship. I had the perfect first mate and I've got the perfect crew. It looked like we were all set, there was nothing left to do. So I fired all my engines, took off into the air. The mood was optimistic, there was high fives everywhere. But then something happened, my rocket ship turned around, surrendered to gravity and crashed into the ground. Well, I thank the Lord for the rising sun, glad to know I'm not the only one. It feels so good to be alive, 'cause my rocket ship crashed and burned, but I survived. Took a day or two to get my head back on straight. Walked around in a dazed and a grieving state, singing, how could this have happened? What did I do wrong? Could have sworn I did everything that I could to make my rocket ship strong. Well, I thank the Lord for the rising sun. I'm glad to know I'm not the only one. It feels so good to be alive. 'Cause my rocket ship crashed and burned, but I survived. With a little bit of patience, I will build another ship. With a little bit of planning, I will take another trip. And my first mate is still out there. I'll find one who's my friend, and my crew still got my back until the end. Whoa, crash site, there were pieces everywhere. Dust and glass and broken dreams were blowing through the air. And I searched, searched for my first mate and found that she had gone. She didn't even say goodbye, she just left me with this song. Well, I thank the Lord for the rising sun. I'm glad to know I'm not the only one. It feels so good to be alive. 'Cause my rocket ship crashed and burned. I survived. Whoa, I survived. I survived the crash and now I thrive. Whoa, yes, and now I thrive. And it feels so good to be alive. Yes, it does. It feels so, so good. And I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful for my life, yeah.
It's called, what is it called? All I want to do is connect with you. One, two, one, two, three. It's a blues in G.
right. I've been zigging, you've been zagging, we've been doing this all night. But baby, I'm getting pretty tired of missing my mark, and I don't know how much longer you can keep me in the dark. 'Cause honey, all I wanna do is connect with you. I like chocolate, you like vanilla. Say you wanna play around, but I say I'm your only fella. Maybe it's a good thing we don't see eye to eye, 'cause honey, if you really like that, then I'd have to say goodbye. So come on, all I wanna do is connect with you. Let me say it again, I'm saying all I wanna do is connect with you. Chocolate. That's the wrong verse. And we're gonna have to come back around and sing it one more time. So come on, let's go to the C and take it to the C, and then we'll come back to the G and we'll just act like nothing happened, because all I wanna do is connect with you. One more time, I'm saying all I wanna do is connect with you. Saucy here, a little sassy, maybe even a little dirty. But you like banana cream and I like cherry pie, and when we get together, you know we'll lick each other's plates dry. Yes, you know it's true too. Yes, you do. So come on, all I wanna do is connect with you. Oh yes, it's true, I'm saying all I wanna do is connect with you. One last time, three times, I'm saying all I wanna do is get close to, and all I wanna do is kiss and hug you, baby. All I wanna do is connect with you.
Thank you, Sean. As we bring another episode of 3C Radio to a close, I will end it with a song called Terry, about my foster dog.
Bleached by the sun, drowned by the rain, the same. Why did you leave me? Where did you go? On the streets of New Orleans. He formed a pack, they followed him back. Small dog and child, and living lie. Why did you leave me? as well.